High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net, in cooperation with the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County, is pleased to present tonight's 2019 43rd Annual Hero Bowl.
As time firing down the seam, big tight end Dave Wilson at the 42 across the 40, stretches down near the 35-yard line. Gain of 26 on the play. Back to pass. Has plenty of time. Firing deep down the near sideline. Looking. Aaron Benson in coverage. And it is caught. A tremendous catch down near the 31-yard line. Back is Humes. Five-step drop. Firing deep down the seam. Pinto is open. He's got it. Touchdown. The tight end. Ridley connection. Al Humes will running Pinto down the seam.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union, the credit union of choice, with branches all over Delaware County. Wawa's, your Delaware County neighborhood market for great coffee, sandwiches, hoagies, and so much more. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank, with convenient branches all over Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Tonight's game features a contest among 100 public and private high school all-star football players from Delaware County. Here are tonight's announcers, the regular season internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers and the Marple Newtown Tigers, Dave DePasqua, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Good evening and welcome to Springfield, Pennsylvania, home of the Cardinal O'Hara for today's 43rd annual Delaware County Hero Bowl. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside HavenFootball.net's Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer. Mike, great event here held at Cardinal O'Hara. It feels like the last couple of years. Really gets going, the players, everything, the fans, but more importantly, it benefits the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about, really. We volunteer our time here and efforts for the cause, and this is we've been doing this since 2007. We always wanted to broadcast it because, you know, Aunt Mary out in Wisconsin can't get to the game, so we want to make sure if she's got a nephew or something that's mm-hmm. in the game, we want to be able to broadcast it out. And, of course, we also archive everything, so there's an advantage to these kids now. It's, you know, we got grown men with kids who are playing mm-hmm. these games from the archive from years ago. So it's a great event. It's always a lot of fun. We look forward to it. It is all-stars from all over Delaware County, and we just have a lot of fun. So we're just here. This game doesn't count for anything. It's the last time for these kids to suit up in high school uniforms. A lot of them are going to go on to play college. A lot of them may never play football again after this game.
Very true. In order to understand, though, the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County was founded in 1977 to provide scholarships for children of police, firefighters, and emergency personnel who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Over $750,000 in fund support the Hero Scholarship. 35 children of these brave individuals have received scholarship benefits from this worthy cause. It is great as the captains go out to midfield for today's coin toss. It is important to note that the home team today will be blue. They also are the east team. The away west is in red. The team blue is Academy Park, Archbishop Carroll, Cardinal O'Hara, Chester, Chichester, Episcopal Academy, Havard School, Interborough, Monsignor Bonner, Penwood, and Sun Valley. The red team is mainly consists of Central League teams. That's who Mike and I have primarily seen this right. season, consisting of Garnet Valley, Haverford, Lower Marion, Marple Newtown, Pencrest, Radnor, Ridley, Springfield, Strathaven, and Upper Darby. And we have seen our fair share. A lot of these players, Mike, have been playing for 3 to 4 years. For Marple Newtown, I had the pleasure of announcing and seeing Marlon Weathers play. You have had the pleasure of seeing several Panthers play. It's just great admiration of their dedication, being a student athlete, and everything that goes into it.
Oh, there's no doubt. And you know, the reality is these kids are playing primarily for the fun of playing it. They are competitive. Certainly some of these kids go on to play football, but the vast majority of them will never play football outside of high school. And it kind of explains to you or shows you how difficult it is to really make a career out of this stuff. I mean, we've been watching games forever and ever and seen some terrific players. Very few have ever made it to the professional ranks. Very few have ever made it to major college teams. So this is the kind of thing where you get out there, you play for the enjoyment, because reality is going to come back and bite you and say, you know what, when you turn 18, you may put on these pads for the last time in spite of what you thought when you were 14. And it's just a great game. You know, with professional sports getting so expensive, I mean, parking's $50 a car.
Very true.
You know, to get to a high school game for $5 a person, a hot dog for $1.50, you know, free parking, and you're 10 minutes from home. So it's a great way to spend an evening, and I encourage people always to get on a Friday night to the team of their choice, who's ever closest, and go ahead and watch a great game with the spectacle. So,
all right, we're going to have this game underway in a minute. Appears that the blue team will receive to begin this game. Beautiful night. There were thunderstorms earlier today, tornado warning, flood warning, you name it. But sunny skies here now in Springfield, Pennsylvania, ready for some football.
Yeah, I think the rain is going to be, let's knock on wood, looks like it's going to be over for at least the night.
Got that right. Back to return for the blue team is going to be several players. Number 7, Kenny Poles, and he was the Daily Times Player of the Year. Certainly a player to watch. Kicking off for the red team will be number 35, Dylan Van Dusen, and we've seen plenty of him at Radnor. He has a giant leg. Three players back to return for the blue team. Wait the official signal, and Van Dusen the ball.
I guess we're waiting for the TV commercials, Dan? No, only kidding, that doesn't happen. Oh, they're waiting for the clocks to get set. They're having a little trouble with the clock.
I'll give you some info. Van Dusen the kicker, all Delco first team, Southeastern PA second team, all Central League punter first team, and kicker second team. He will certainly have the opportunity because he has the leg to kick in college.
Well, may have to set the, may have to keep the time on the field from the looks of things. They're trying to reset the clock. You know, we're all new. Well, we're not new. We haven't done a football game in a few months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And, of course, working the timepiece and everything else are various police officers who are dedicating the time for this evening. So they're trying to get used to it.
Last year, the red team won 10-6, but I expect a high-scoring affair as both teams have some firepower on the outside with wide receivers. Very talented crew, as it appears they will have to take the time on the field.
I think so.
All right. Well, it is May.
Yes, that's right.
It is not the fall. It is not football season, so we're still working out the kinks.
Yep, there's no doubt about it, including that my broadcast kink. So, you know, we'll go from there.
We'll make it work. Blue team back to return. Number 2, Michael Dargan from Penwood. Number 5, Jules Kelly, Sun Valley. And number 7, Kenny Poles from Penwood.
I'd go to a commercial break, but we could start at any moment, so.
All right. This is when you cue the Bueller. Bueller.
This is when we have trouble filling in the gaps.
All right, we'll do our best. Waiting for the official signal. Red team will kick it away. They are the away team and West, mainly consisting of Central League teams.
Well, they got it to 0, so we're in a good start here.
Reminder fans, you're listening to HavenFootball.net. I'm Dave DePasqua, the Tigers Radio Network, alongside Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer of Haven Football. Here we go. Van Dusen's got the ball. We're ready to get this one underway.
All right.
Van Dusen's ready to kick this one, and the Hero Bowl is underway. It is a big, it's going to be returnable from the 6-yard line for Poles. He's down the far sideline, cuts it back. He's past the 20, put him at the 24-yard line. Good job by Poles. decent starting position for the blue team to start this one out. First down and 10 for the blue team. Quarterback is going to be Anthony Ellis, number 3. He's got empty backfield running on late to the field is Mike Moore from Interboro. He'll be the tailback on his left hip. Trips on the near side for Ellis. Man goes in motion. And it's going to be a quick toss to Poles on the outside. It's one reception for Poles, the player of the year, and he's able to get down the sideline. Good job by him. You're going to see that early and often. They like to throw the ball.
Anthony Ellis passes to Kennedy Poles.
Poles has his first reception of the day.
You know, you got to keep in mind, these kids have never practiced together, and now they're practicing for the – they started, what, about 3 weeks ago, and they're practicing, you know, a few times a week plus holidays. So it's been interesting to see if, you know, how well everybody groups together. Usually offense gets off to a little better of a start as defense is trying to figure out what's going on.
8-yard reception for Poles, second down and 2. Ellis, shotgun. Got a tail on his left. He's got 3 wide receivers. Man goes in motion. They fake the jet sweep. Come back. It's going to be a handoff to number 5, who has the first down. That is Jules Kelly of Sun Valley. First team all Delco. All Chestmont and Chestmont player of the year. Tackle was made by number 95, Sean Layden of Haverford. But not before a first down and keep those chains moving. Ball's on the 38-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. First down and 10 for Ellis. He's got trips formation on the far side. Ellis rolls that way, looking, and he's going to hit his target in the flat to number 22, who has the first down, Tayshawn Harmon of Penwood. And he is going to be tackled down at the 49-yard line, gain of 11.
Number 17 on the tackle.
That is Jake Fisher. You know him all too well,
yes,
Mike.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
He can play both ways.
Yes, he can, although I don't think he'll be doing that tonight. Too many players on the field who they want to get in.
First down and 10 from the 49-yard line. 9:30 to go here in the first quarter. Blue team got the ball to begin this Hero Bowl. Ellis, shotgun formation, 4 wide receivers. Man goes in motion. That's Poles. They fake it. It's going to be a handoff up the gut. Tackle was made by Luke Jealous, but that was going to be a rush by number 34, Mike Moore. He gets it into Reds territory down at the 48-yard line. Gain of 3. Second down and 7.
Gain of 3, second and 7 for the East team.
Jealous coming off injury. Missed all of this year from Marple Newtown. Here we go. Second down and 7. Ellis drops back. He has pressure. He's going to roll to his left. And it's going to be caught by Poles. His second reception of the day of the drive. And he'll be tackled down at the 44. Gain of 4 on the play. Gain of 4. Third down and manageable for the blue team. Tackle made by number 8, G. Antonelli. Third down and 3. For the East, also known as the blue team.
Yeah, they keep bouncing back and forth on colors and directions. I don't understand that.
Shotgun formation. It's going to be trips on the near side, and it's going to be caught. Good reception along the sideline by number 5, Jules Kelly, Sun Valley. His second reception of the day.
That was a fingertip. Boy, got it right in the fingertips, managed to hold on. He bobbled it a little bit, brought it in, and made the catch.
Number 24, Logan Keller on the tackle. Fourth down and 1. They will go for it as they got 2 yards on that rollout. Timeout. Timeout on the field. East is going to talk this one over. We'll step aside as you're listening to the 43rd annual Delaware County Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
There's no place like Wawa. You'll see when you try your first built-to-order hoagie on a freshly baked roll. When you taste your first smoothie or latte freshly made just for you. When you sip your first flavorful, freshly brewed coffee. And when the smiles of our friendly people make your day a little brighter. And you can see it all today because we're here and our doors are always open. So come by, say hi, and see for yourself. There's just no place like Wawa.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth down and a yard to go for the East team. We've seen several different formations, mainly shotgun. This time, it's going to be the pistol, and it looks like the big boys are in. Under center, he goes. Ellis, watch the quarterback sneak. Trying to get the West team to jump. It's going to be a handoff to his tailback, and he powers his way for a first down. Jules Kelly got the handoff, did the rest. He picks up the first down and more down to the 35-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play.
That was you know, he only needed a yard or so, and he did extremely well with, 6-yard gain?
Seven yards on the pickup, right. Mike, yep. As they controlled the ball. Several first downs. This drive began on the 24-yard line, as now we're at the 7-minute mark in the first quarter. On that tackle was Nick Westber alongside Harry Thomas of Herndon. First down and 10 from the 35-yard line in West territory. Ellis puts a man in motion. Jet sweep. He eludes one tackler, and he is able to gain a yard, if anything.
Boy, that
good job by
that,
him.
Yeah, that shut down quickly. He had wide open space, and then, boy, Red just shut it right down.
Andrew Grebe of Interboro on that jet sweep. Number tackle on the play is G. Antonelli, his second. But he was able to elude the defender coming right in to blow up the play, made one nice move, cut it up, but good edge defense by the West. Clock continues to tick. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter, tied at 0. Second down and 9 yards to go. Gain of 1 on the play. Ellis looks to his right, comes back to his left. He's got a lane all day. He's going to lob it deep down the field. It's in the air. Incomplete. Flags fly.
Yeah, that was pretty obvious. Although you could get him for both for pass interference. They're both a lot of hands.
That's why sometimes you think they let him play.
Yeah, well.
But that one was kind of obvious.
Yeah.
As Ellis was intended, target was Poles. And it's going to be pass interference against the West team. So that's pass interference is the call. Ball was lobbed. Both players were fighting for position, but great opportunities. Now we are in the red zone for the first time tonight here, the 43rd annual Delaware County Hero Bowl in Springfield, Pennsylvania, on the campus of Cardinal O'Hara. First down and 10. Ball is spotted on the, looks like the 20. Now let's give him another yard, 20-yard line. So here we go. Give him another first down and 10, 19-yard line for Ellis. Twins wide receivers. Man goes in motion. They fake the jet sweep to counter off the left side. He's going to be tripped up. Tackle was made by number 44, Miles Turner of Ridley, as Kelly was unable to break, but not before a gain of 4. Ball spotted on the 15-yard line, second down and 5. So early on, we've seen a couple passes intended for Kenny Poles of Penwood, a few counter plays with Kelly, and one pass interference, first penalty of the game. Hopefully it stays that way.
I don't think it will.
Second down and 5 from the 15-yard line is the East. Man goes in motion. That is Poles making trips on the near side. He's looking, looking. He's going to roll back to his left. He has a defender in his face, and he is going to be sacked. Ellis was unable to escape the wall. Good pressure up front, making the sack on the play. Number 33, Jalen Hudson, the Ridley defensive lineman.
Oh, defense starting to feel their way around now. They will congeal as they get they play together, know where each other are. Blue may have to try to do what they can to get in now. This may be one of their rare chances. We'll see.
Loss of 5, third down and 10 for the East, who have controlled the ball for almost the entire first quarter.
Yep.
4 minutes to go left here in the first quarter, tied at 0. Third down and about 11. Ellis rolls to his left. He has pressure once again. He's going to lob it deep down, and it's a jump ball. Intercepted. It's going to be caught. What a catch by the player of the year in Poles. It looked like it was intercepted on the far side. Poles comes down with it. 20-yard touchdown. Ellis, the Poles, they take an early 6-0 lead.
That was amazing. I mean, we don't have an instant replay here, but I'd like to see how that came out. That ball was up and up for grabs, and nobody seemed to get it.
Comes back from a sack, had pressure in his face. Ellis was able to step up and lob it to the end zone. Two defenders were in his face, and he was able to come down with it. Some lucky college team's going to have the pleasure of watching him for 4 years. East will go for two. Four wide receivers for Ellis. Poles goes in motion. It's going to be a jet sweep to him. He weaves his way, and he is in. Two-point conversion is good. 3:49 left in the first quarter. 8-0 East team. They held the ball for the entire first quarter and started from the 24-yard line. We will step aside as you're listening to the 43rd Delaware County Air Bowl.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. 76-yard drive for the East team, capped off with a 20-yard touchdown from Ellis to Poles. Number 7, Ryder and Brown back to return for the way team. Number 29 is in to kick this one away. That is Shamar Simpson of Academy Park. And it is going to be a returnable 17-yard line. And he has a crease down. He's able to trip. He had a crease. No tackler on the play. Number 24 in Rylan Brown of Upper Darby. We saw him in person, Steve and I, and he is electric. Here we go.
He had some green in front of him, but the turf monster got him, took him right out.
Drive will begin. 3:42. He in the first quarter. Ball spotted on the 31-yard line. Flags fly. Our second penalty of the day. Substitution infraction, free 5 yards.
Well, that's not to be unexpected in the first series, I would imagine, although didn't happen to Blue.
So free 5 yards.
Yep.
From the 36-yard line now. First down and 5. Ruane in at quarterback. It's going to be a handoff to number 30. Plows his way for a first down. 38, excuse me. And, Mike, you want to do the honor? You got to see him several times all year.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I was working on some technical stuff.
Your guy from Strathaven just picked up the first down.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, he's been terrific all 4 years, and he just became a power running back for us and was just terrific to watch. Just terrific.
7 yard gain for Hassan. Tackled by number 21, Nate Racine. First down and 10 for the West. Ruane in at quarterback. Read option. Calls his own number. He's able to weave his way down to the 45 yard line. Give him the 46. Gain of 3 on the play. Second down and 7 coming up. Tackle made by number 40.
Gain of 3 to the West, 46-yard line. Second and 7 for the West.
Racine once again on the play. Second down and 7 for the Haverford quarterback. Second team, all Delco, under center. Three wide receivers. Play action, fakes it to the tailback. It's going to lob it incomplete. Ooh. Intended for his target, number 13, Kevin DePrince.
Jake Ruane's pass intended for Kevin DePrince.
Defending on the play, number 8, Edmund Dennis.
Defending.
Another product of Penwood.
Brings up third down.
2:30 here in the first quarter. 8-0 East. We saw a 20-yard touchdown pass from Ellis the Poles. We have the West trying to reciprocate. Need 7 yards to go here for a first down. Ruane. Pistol formation. He's got two tailback. It's going to be a handoff. And he's going to be met at the line of scrimmage. Loss of a yard, if anything. Gerald Smith on the play from Bonder Prenny.
Loss of 1. Brings up fourth down. Fourth and 8 for the West team.
Back to return the punt. Number 8, Emin Dennis. Number 2, Michael Dargan.
For the East team. Number 2, Michael Dargan. Number 8, Emin Dennis.
Van Dusen in the punt this one away. Clean snap.
A little bit of.
And not as great as punt.
No
return. Ball will be spotted on the 30-yard line for the East team. 1 minute and 38 seconds on the clock here in the first quarter. 8-0 in favor of the East team. Now, we've seen a heavy dose of pass from Anthony Ellis, and I think you can continue to see that as Kenny Poles is able to come down with it in the end zone. You're going to have he already has 3 receptions on the evening. First down and 10. For Greg Bernhardt. Sun Valley coach of the East team tonight. Shotgun formation. Man goes in motion. That's Poles. Jet sweep. No, he's going to hand it off and try and throw it. And now he's just going to throw it in the middle of nowhere. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, an open receiver down there. Who's that, number 18?
I think that's kind of a stretch, but it didn't look like anybody was in the air. It looks like he was just trying to throw
that
one.
Oh, not in the air. No, but he was, I'm going to say he was open down there.
Every wide receiver looked like they ran a go route.
Yep.
Trying some trickery with Poles, showing off the arm. He's got the leaping ability, but he's 0-for-1 in the passing department. 1:32 here in the first quarter. Second down and 10 for the East. Several new players coming in and out of this Hero Bowl. Ellis is the only quarterback on the roster, so we expect to see him the rest of the night. Shotgun rolls to his right, looking. And he's going to throw, intended for number 25,
Anthony Ellis's pass,
Inari Hankey. another Penwood product. Third down and 10. On the coverage, number 22, Jacob Simpson of Marple Newtown. He was the team defensive MVP for Marple Newtown this season. Third down and 10. We've seen the benefits of the aerial attack, and now the disadvantages.
Yeah,
Stopping the clock.
Stopping the clock and makes for some long yardage after you recovered.
That is true. Shotgun formation. Ellis, he's got two wide receivers on his near side. Looks to his left, goes back right. He's going to have pressure in his face, steps up in the pocket, and he's going to complete it to number 25, who will be wrapped up by Hanky Simpson on the coverage once again, bringing up fourth down. Looked like Ellis wanted to go deep down the field, but nothing doing for him. No gain on the play. It appears that Ellis is going to punt. Number 9 and number 7 back to return. Ryder and Yapasu.
Brings up fourth down, fourth and 10.
Yapasu of Ridley. Number 7, Ryder from Radnor. Ryder, all Delco first team wide receiver. You can always watch a fake. Nope, this one's a punt, and it's going to be returnable. It's going to be Ryder from the 32-yard line. Makes one man miss, and he's going to be bottled up, but not before he's down to the 42-yard line. Tackle made by number 4, Leo Torre. Give him the 41-yard line to begin this drive. 25 seconds remain here in the quick first quarter. 43rd annual Delaware County Hero Bowl. First down and 10 for Ruane. Four wide receivers for him. Drops back to pass. He's going to throw it on the far side, and it's going to be caught down the far sideline and caught by number 2, Sean Malarkey. He played quarterback for Radnor this year. Now he's transferring on the outside to wide receiver and showing off his skills there.
Well, Red's definitely eating up the yardage. Blues had their had some difficulty against our offense. They're going to find an answer on defense, so otherwise Reds are going to run right down their throats again.
Gain of 21 on the passing catch. 17 seconds remain here in the first quarter. Trips formation on the near side for Ruane. Read option, calls his own number. Great fake by him and slides. We've seen two players already taken by the Turf Monster.
Well, he got pulled on. You think
the turf or that was more of an emergency
slide? That was a horse collar. That could have been called,
okay.
Actually.
Number 23, Zach Butler of Carroll made the tackle. And that will be the end of the first quarter. 8-0 in favor of the East team. You are listening to the Hero Bowl on FootballHavenFootball.net.
Thinking of renovating your home or consolidating debt? Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union makes getting a home equity loan easy with low rates, terms up to 20 years, financing up to 90%, plus get your FICO score too. Enjoy one fixed rate and one fixed payment. Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union, where borrowing is made easy. Get a 10-year home equity loan rate as low as 3.99% APR at Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union. Apply at fmfcu.org.
Ralph Lawler, the LA Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back for the beginning of the second quarter. It's going to be a handoff from Wayne the Chandler. Off to the left side. He'll be tackled by number 55 in Smith. Gain of 3 on the play. West comes out. Second down and 7 yards to go. From the 30-yard line, Wayne. Looking. He has an open wide receiver down the right side. It's caught. Malarkey, touchdown. 30-yard pass. Ruane to Malarkey. What a play by the former quarterback. So we have a quarterback-to-quarterback connection now playing wide receiver. 30-yard gets them on the board. 11:08 here in the second quarter. In the kick, the extra point is Van Dusen. Clean snap. Oh, it's going to be blocked. Number 9, Tyree Estes from Academy Park blocks it with 8-6 here in the second quarter. 11:08 here in the second quarter. That can prove to be costly after that great block by Estes. But what a pass from Ruin to Malarkey. We already seen the former quarterback showing off his skills. And Van Dusen in the kick, this one away from left to right. Harmon, Dargan, and Kelly back to return for the East team.
Michael Dargan, Jules Kelly, Tayshawn Harmon. Position for the East.
Van Dusen's kick and play is blown dead. To recap, first quarter, East, who is the blue team, took the opening possession down the field. It was capped off by a 20-yard touchdown catch by Poles. Two-point conversion on a jet sweep by Poles made it 8-0. West comes back in the second quarter. Ruane drops back, finds Malarkey, 30-yard touchdown pass of their own, but the extra point is blocked, and that's where we're at. 8-6 here in the second quarter of the 43rd annual Hero Bowl. And the kick, it's going to be returnable.
5-10.
From the 10-yard line, Kelly cuts back, makes one man miss, still on his feet, leaps over to the defender, tackled by number 44, Miles Turner. Second time I've called his name, the defensive lineman from Ridley. All Delco second team, all Central League first teamer. Ball spotted on the 28-yard line. They'll begin this drive with second quarter. Anthony Ellis in at quarterback. First down and 10 for him. Bump it up a yard. 29-yard line. First down and 10 for the former Sun Valley quarterback. He's got twins. Two wide receivers on each side for him. Looks, and it's going to be a pop pass to the outside. He got Poles. In motion, makes one man miss. Now a second spin move on the near side. He'll be tackled, and they'll give him forward progress down to the 38-yard line. Tackle made by Elijah Yakpasu, the Ridley defensive back. And they'll give him the first down. Tackle on another yard. First down and 10, so he's seen four receptions for Poles early on in this game. He's doing his thing. He has the one touchdown catch as well. Trips formation on the far side for Ellis. Ellis rolls that way, drops back. He's rolling to his left, back to his right. He's it deep down the field, fight for it, and it is broken up by Poles, who leaped over the back of Nick Westberg, the defensive back from Garden Valley, second team All-Delco, had good position on him. If Ellis was able to heave that a little farther, that's another touchdown for Poles.
Yep. Yeah, they're starting to feel his arm now. It's cooled down a little bit, not quite as humid as it was.
Felt the pressure on, but he was able to weave his way from his defensive lineman in his face. Here we go. Second down and 10. 8-6 in favor of the blue. Trips formation on the far side. Got one-on-one on the near side if he wants it. Ellis, second down and 10. Looks to his right. Drops back. Pauses. Then it's going to be caught. Great catch at the 46-yard line, I believe, by Poles on the far side. No, excuse me, it's going to be number 12, Deion Belgrave of Sun Valley. So that was one of his go-to players, Anthony Ellis. Gain of six. Ball is going to be at the 46-yard line. Gain of seven. Third down and three for the East. Seen some tremendous catches already early on in this Hero Bowl. 3 yards to go for Ellis. And expect to see a jet sweep of some motion as well. Is that that wrinkle in the playbook? Here we go. Man goes in motion. Fake the jet sweep, and they go up the gut. Not fooled is the defensive line as Kelly is stacked up. Number 36 in company, Eric McCallan. The Haverford linebacker. Honorable mention, all Delco player. Fourth down, and they need 2 yards. We've already seen them go for it once already. Also helps when the punter is the quarterback, so you never know what is going to happen. Fourth down and two. Ball's on the 47-yard line. Jumbo formation, and the West is not ready for it. Timeout. Timeout on the field. As the East has an 8-6 lead here in the second quarter. Not ready for it. We'll step aside. You're listening to this Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Hi, I need a new debit card.
One moment, please, Stephen. You should receive your new card within 10 to 12 business days.
10 to 12 business days?
Business days are considered Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I know what business
Thursday,
days are.
Friday. Business days do not include.
It's time to bank human again.
Saturday.
That's why at TD Bank, all of our checking accounts come with a free debit card on the spot, any day of the week. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Fourth down and two, second quarter. East is going for it. Jumbo package. You can expect to see several different things. They need 2 yards. They need to get to their own 49-yard line. Ellis under center. He's got three backs. It's going to be a handoff to Kelly. He's got the first down. Lunges forward. Picks up more. He's down to the opposing 47-yard line. Tackle was made by number three, Garnet Valley's Nick Westbert. So we've seen a heavy dose of the run game as well. Jules Kelly. Feels like everywhere we go, we're seeing a player from Sun Valley. We've seen one wide receiver, a tailback, and a quarterback.
Oh, gee, and who's coaching? Oh, wait.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
First down and 10 for the East team. From the 47-yard line. Four wide receivers for Ellis. Man goes in motion. This time they do the jet sweep on the net near side, and he's got some wheels. But great tackle by Fisher. Number 22 on the carry. That is Tayshawn Harmon of Penwood. He's got some wheels, but he was caught by Jake Fisher. Truly an athlete coming from the secondary.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot of great speed on both these teams, obviously. They're all all-stars, so they're going to move the ball pretty effectively. Or move their feet pretty effectively, more importantly.
Gain of five on the jet sweep. Second down and five coming up for the East. Ellis, shotgun formation once again. Four wide receivers. It's going to be a keeper, actually. That's not Ellis. That was Kelly. Called his own number in the Wildcat formation. Faked the sweep to the outside, and he's able to get past the 40-yard line down to the 38. Tackle was made by Marple Newtown's Luke Jealous, his second of the game. Third down and short. It's going to be a gain of four on the play. They need a yard to continue this drive. 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 8-6 in favor of the blue team. Four wide receivers for Ellis, who's back into the game. Poles goes in motion. They fake it to Poles, and it's a handoff up the gut. Number 52 on the tackle, Paul Denman. More on the carry. And they will, I don't know, they're waiting for the official signal. They haven't moved the chains yet. And now they get the signal, first down. Ball's going to be spotted down at the 36-yard line. Gain of two on the play.
To the West 36, first and 10 for the East team.
I want to be shocked if you see a play-action pass deep down the field. This is right around that range. This is what the West team did, had a 30-yard touchdown pass. Ellis, four wide receivers, looks towards the sideline. Draws back, clean pocket. He's going to go deep down the middle of the field. Oh. Intercepted. And none other. Mike, you want to do the honor?
Go ahead.
That is Jake Fisher.
He is unbelievable. He is wherever the ball is.
Pass down the seam, intercepted by Mr. Fisher. Gives the West the ball back at the 15-yard line. So here we go. We had the East going deep down the field, running the ball, tosses, does the jet sweep. This time they decide to go up the seam. A diving Fisher picks the ball off. Now the West is back in business. Ball on the 15-yard line, 6:02 here in the second. Who is down 8-6? And it's going to be a handoff to none other than Marlon Weathers, who gains two on the play. In at quarterback is number 12, Matt O'Connor for Lower Marion, who had a great season for Lower Marion this year.
Marlon Weathers carries for the West team. Tackle by number 32, Sean Johnson. Ball's now at the 17. Gain of two
on the play.
Second and eight from the 17-yard line.
O'Connor in at quarterback. He's got trips on the far side. Weathers on his left hip. Looks that way, and it's going to be a pass. Diving.
Nope.
And it's going to be in and out of his hands on the far sideline.
Matt O'Connor passes to Kevin DePrince.
Number 13, Kevin DePrince out of Haverford. He was All-Delco honorable mention as well as All-Central honorable mention. Third down and 8 yards to go.
Up third and eight.
4:57 here in the second quarter. O'Connor now under center. Handoff. It's going to be a stretch play to Marlon Weathers on the far side. Puts on the jets. We saw this in Marple Newtown. He dives for it. And doesn't look like they're going to give him the first down. We'll see where the spot is. Wow, that is not a very good spot. They did not give him the first down. It's May for everybody. Fourth down and a yard to go.
It's unanimous up here. It didn't work. Should have gotten the first down.
It's hard to judge. Timeout. Timeout on the field for the East team. They're not ready because the West was going for it. Well, step aside. You're listening to this Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
There's no place like Wawa. You'll see when you try your first built-to-order hoagie on a freshly baked roll. When you taste your first smoothie or latte freshly made just for you. When you sip your first flavorful freshly brewed coffee. And when the smiles of our friendly people make your day a little brighter. And you can see it all today because we're here and our doors are always open. So come by, say hi, and see for yourself. There's just no place like Wawa.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. As it looked like Weathers had a first down on the far side, instead they appeared to have going for it, caught the other team off guard. Fourth down, and appears to be a yard and a half for the West team in their own territory, too. They're on their own 17-yard line. Excuse me, it looks like the 24-yard line.
Fourth and one.
They need a yard. And it appears that O'Connor got him on the hard count.
Wow, it's you see that so often during the year for high school ball. And, of course, it doesn't. It's not usually as effective towards the end of the year because obviously everybody's getting better. But when you get jumpies, boy, it's tough. I remember a defensive coach I had. He used to get irate when it would be an encouragement call. What are you looking at? You look at the ball. You don't look at anything else. The ball moves, you move. The ball doesn't move, you don't move. Then he hit us with a clipboard.
Encroachment gives the West a free first down. Trip formation on the near side. That's going to be O'Connor, and it's going to be caught, cut back, and be thrown down.
That cost him about 4 yards. He backpedaled, hoping he could find an opening, and it cost him. But he got the ball.
Number 32, McCullough, on the reception for Upper Darby. Tackle made by number 15, Shaheem Farr of Chester. Second down. O'Connor drops back the pass deep over the middle, oh, in and out of the hands of Jameer Ryder of Radnor. We did not see that very often from him at Radnor.
Ryder did the thing you tell kids ever since they said learn how to catch. Catch the ball first and then run with it. And he took off.
He saw
daylight. Second. Yep. He was going to turn and go for the goal line and whoops, forgot to catch the ball.
I wish you did that against Marple Newtown in their playoff game. 33-yard line. Third down and about seven to go. O'Connor, shotgun formation, looks to his right, and it's bad at the line of scrimmage by number 20. That is Ty Lee Williams, Clark of Chester. He's got some hops, goes, climbs the ladder, and knocks it down. Fourth down and six. We'll see if the West wants to go for it once again.
Yeah, drawing them off won't work this time. They got about 7 yards to go, so they'll get them closer, however.
That is true. 4:04 remaining here in the second, 8-6 in favor of the East. O'Connor. It's going to be a quarterback punt. And it's going to take an east bounce. So the quarterback punts it down to the 45-yard line. That's where the East will take over with 3:57 here in the second.
Well, they got their clock working better than our broadcast.
Hey, we make it work, Mike.
Well, you know, we've got the recording, which is what people will be listening to now, the archive, which will be fine. But I don't know what's – everything says it should be working and nothing's working. So, you know, whatever. I'll go back to the farm tomorrow and try to figure out what happened.
Recap, it's 8-6. Poles had a touchdown catch from 20 yards out. Mularkey from 30 yards out. 8-6, two-point conversion is the difference. Here we go. Ellis, shotgun formation. It's got four wide receivers. Man goes in motion. It's going to be a counter play to Kelly, and he'll be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. Great job by him. Number 44 on the play. Miles Turner, and I'll say this, Mike, he could be an early candidate for defensive player because he has been all over the place. Gain of two on the play. Puts the ball at the 47-yard line. Second down and eight. Ellis puts his man in motion. Udawenko rolls that way. Rolling to his right. He's going to throw it, and that's who comes down with the catch and a first down.
Yep.
Big guy, James Udawenko from Innerboro. Into West territory as well. Clock continues to run. 3 minutes and change.
Check on the weather here. See, it's looking clear. I mean, there's clouds, but it's looking good.
First and 10 for the East. Down to the 44-yard line. 7 yards on the pitch and catch. I'll call him a tight end. He's a big boy. First down. Clock continues to run. 2:45, 2:44, 2:43 here in the second quarter. Ellis, shotgun formation. We'll see where he goes with the ball this time. We've already seen a couple times the poles. This time it's a run to Kelly. He makes one man miss. He's able to slip. But number 30, Angelus, the future Bloomsburg Husky, makes the tackle. Missed all of this year from Marple Newtown. Decided to play in the Hero Bowl. Gain of three to the 41-yard line. So you're saying a heavy dose of Jules Kelly from Sun Valley on the ground. Pulls through the air. Just under 2 minutes to play until halftime. Ellis, shotgun formation. Kelly on his right hip. Draws back the pass, looks to his left, deep down the field. Beautiful pass. He got one-on-one. No flag.
Ooh,
they call the flag.
There we go.
All right. So the intended target was Anari Hankey of Penwood. Looks like he was being held by number 22, Jake Simpson of Marple Newtown. Let's see what the official call is. Both were fighting for position.
Oh, he said pass interference.
Did they?
Yep.
So that will put the ball for a 15-yard
penalty.
You know,
in this kind of a game with everybody, you know, kind of with, you know, the three-month or four-month delay, or what am I talking about? So it's almost 6 months. You know, going deep and hoping that you get a pass interference call is a pretty good play.
Worked for him earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Led to a touchdown. Especially when he got a minute 40 left on the clock.
My forecast, by the way, says rain in 90 minutes, so we'll see whether they move up halftime.
It's going to be a wildcat formation for Kelly. Takes a snap, takes off to the right side. He's going to be wrapped up down before the 22-yard line. Gain of four. 33 in on the tackle, Jalen Hudson, another Ridley defensive lineman. I feel like that's all they produce.
Well,
they're everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you, you get a good enough line, you and I could play back there.
Very true.
On the other hand, you have a weak line, you could have Superman back there. He's going to get killed. So
Ridley does produce very strong offensive defensive linemen.
Yes, that is their thing.
And here we go again, wildcat formation. That's Kelly. Poles, they fake it. No, they give it to him on the wildcat, and he's got a first down, but there's a flag back at the 25-yard line.
And I didn't even see who he was blocking. I didn't see him block anybody.
In the area of holding.
Yeah, that's what he's indicating is holding.
And it is holding. So negate that first down is a holding. So it's going to be to the 25-yard line. So it will be a gain of three for Poles. We've already seen catch a touchdown pass, try and throw one.
Right.
And now he has the two-point conversion. He can do it all.
Yeah, that's it's particularly in a game like this. You know, this is what makes this game so much fun for the players, because it doesn't mean anything other than bragging rights. Mm-hmm. And let me do it. Let me, you know, whatever. Okay, fine.
Right.
I mean, nobody wants to get hurt, but there's not a concern about injuries, other than nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. But not like you got to save them for next week.
Ball's on the 34-yard line. 49 seconds remain until halftime. Ellis chips back into the game. Four wide receivers expect a deep pass. Drops back the pass. He's got a clean pocket. Plants it deep down the field. And it was intended for Poles. He had a touchdown. And then another wide receiver came running in, think it was intended for him.
But there's a penalty marker from the other side of the field, which...
it's going to be holding against the secondary of the West. We'll see who that other wideout was. I believe.
Wow.
I believe that was Harmon that ran into the pass.
If Blue scores, it's because Red gave it to him this time. This is just, you know, you get in these kind of situations second and forever, and it's like, just play carefully. You know, you don't don't give up the penalty. Of course, it's still second and eight. But.
All right. So we've seen a handful of penalties in the last minute. So... we played a seesaw, now back to the 24-yard line.
That's right.
Second down. 44 seconds remain. Sun Valley's quarterback, Anthony Ellis, shotgun formation. Moore's on his left hip. He's the lead blocker. Ooh. Rolls that way. He took a lick, but what a tremendous catch along the sideline. Number 22 came down with it in Harmon. Number 14 trying to break it up, Marcus Green.
That was a great catch and a great throw. I mean, it was really throwing the only place it could go.
And he had pressure in his face.
Yeah, absolutely. He knew he was going to get stuffed, which he did. But it was a great pass, great catch.
39 seconds. Need 4 yards to get a first down. Ball's going to be spotted down at the 20. Trips formation on the far side for Ellis. Timeout. Timeout on the field. Ellis wants to talk this one over. You are listening to the 43rd annual Delaware County Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Looking for a way to reach families in the Wallingford-Swarthmore area as well as surrounding communities? Our football games are not only broadcast live, but they are also fully archived for 1 year, so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7. Go to www.havenfootball.net and contact us for information on advertising on our Panther Broadcast Network. Link your company to the fun and excitement of Strathaven football. Panther football and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Third down and four. 39 seconds remain. 8-6 in favor of the East, who trying to score. Kelly's going to be in the Wildcat formation and get those 4 yards. Poles goes in motion. Low snap is a toss to him. It's going to be dropped back to pass. He's going to throw it. It was nearly intercepted by number 24, but instead it's a touchdown for Kelly. Hands it off to Poles. Poles drops back to pass, throws it to Kelly. Touchdown. Poles has now got a touchdown pass to go along with his touchdown reception. This one was 20 yards out. A little Philly action.
Yeah. It was sort of like that, I guess.
To an extent.
Yeah, to an extent.
So now we've seen another touchdown pass, this time coming from a wide receiver. Quarterback. He's got the arm. Here we go. Shamar Simpson in the kick, the extra point out of Ellis Hold. 33 seconds remain. High snap. Ooh. Kick is up. The kick is good. 15-6 in favor of the East team.
33 seconds remaining in the first half.
We'll keep it here as there's 33 seconds until halftime. Just to recap, we've seen Poles. That play, it was Wildcat formation. Kelly's on behind in shotgun formation, acting as the quarterback. Wildcat, so you fake the jet sweep, it looked like. Instead, he hands it off to Poles, drums back, drops back. Kelly goes out, flanks out like Nick Foles did in the Super Bowl, and he lobs it to him. It looked like it was nearly intercepted, by Marcus Green. I think the Lower Marion product had his eyes on pick six.
Not a high percentage pass, I think, or not in a game situation would you want to throw that ball, but
in a game like this,
it's an all-star game, so go for it. What the heck? Lots of fun.
I could have easily seen six the other way, way that pass had some air underneath.
Or at least the drive being stopped at the very least, but you
in
go
an all-star
for it.
Game, you want the pick.
in an all-star game, more importantly, you want to make the attempt.
Very true.
You know, as opposed to play safe. What are you playing safe for? Are you afraid you're going to lose? Who cares? Just go out and play the game.
Ekpasu and Ryder back to return this kick by Simpson. Here we go. Let's see if they got up their sleeve. 33 seconds, maybe reverse. Something different. Anything's possible. And instead, it's a pooch kick.
Yep.
And
it's a live ball,
it's
guys.
A ball, and the West fumbled it out of bounds. So they had the ball, and it slipped out of his hands. No return. What a break.
Yep.
For the West.
Yep. It's absolutely. They had possession. They couldn't control it. Out of bounds. Red ball.
As you learn, just jump on the ball.
Well, you try. But
he tried to pick it up.
Fit,
yeah, he tried to pick it up.
He did try to pick it up. That's true. He did try to pick it up. Another thing, you got to get hit by the clipboard.
I'm sure his coach is giving a talking to.
Well, first of all, linemen never pick up anything. Fall on it, keep it.
Here we go. The ball's now at the 30. They got 30 seconds. 15-6 in favor of the East. However, the West will get the ball to begin the second half.
Well, you know, obviously you're looking for some decent passes here. On the other hand, don't turn it over. So, you know, keep it safe. Just throw it away if you don't have anybody that looks open.
Very true. And O'Connor has the arm. 6'2 quarterback out of Lower Marion, the Minnie Maxwell Award winner.
Can his receivers get open? Oh, no, they're open.
Double reverse.
And
that went nowhere. Absolutely tattooed by Tylee Williams-Clark of Chester. Was not fooled as the end of rounds went nowhere.
That was a classic, you know, coached stay home and watch the play. That's exactly what he did.
7 seconds. O'Connor draws back, steps up, and he is hammered. Now we see a sack. Number 9 in on the play, and Estes and company, as well as number 20 and Clark, had themselves a heck of a series. That will do it for the first half. 15-6 in favor of the East. If you forget who that is Academy Park, Carroll, O'Hara, Chester, Chichester, Episcopal Academy, Haverford School, Interboro, Bonner, Penwood, and Sun Valley. We'll keep it here.
No, we're going to go. We're going to come back for the second half.
Sounds good, Mike.
And we're going to this spot, and we'll be back for the start of the second half. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Hey, Tigers fans. Can't catch the game? The Tigers Radio Network has you covered. Since 2008, the Tigers Radio Network has provided complete coverage of Marple Newtown football. From the sidelines to the guys in the booth, they put you right in the middle of the action. All games and archives of the Tigers Radio Network can be found exclusively at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. And remember, go Tigers!
Ralph Lawler, the LA Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Hero Bowl. Tonight's game is sponsored by Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union, the credit union of choice, with branches all over Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. TD Bank, America's most convenient bank, with convenient branches all over Delaware County. Wawa is your Delaware County neighborhood market for great coffee, sandwiches, hoagies, and so much more. Here are tonight's announcers, the regular season internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers and the Marple Newtown Tigers, Dave DePasqua, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to the 43rd annual Delaware County Hero Bowl held in Springfield, Pennsylvania on the campus of Cardinal O'Hara. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer. Score at halftime is 15-6. Some stats for you. The East, Ellis is 10-13 for 74 yards and a touchdown pass. Kelly, the tailback, 36 rushing yards, 22 receiving yards, and a receiving touchdown, who we caught from wide receiver in Kennedy Poles. That was 20 yards out for a touchdown pass. He's also got 4 receptions for 41 yards and a touchdown. On the flip side, the west side, Ruane, 2 for 3, 51 yards and a touchdown. His touchdown pass to was Sean Malarkey. 2 receptions, 51 yards, and that touchdown pass. Gene Antonelli as well as Turner had 3 tackles apiece as we get ready for the second half. West will get the ball to begin the second half and try and get on the scoreboard. They are down by 2 scores, though, as it is 15-6. Mike, up and running, all good to go?
Well, I think so. We'll see how it hangs. I don't know who's going to be tuning in to this stage of the game since we've been off the air since the beginning. This will be part of the archive, so obviously if you're listening to that, that's terrific. We will have the whole game on archive. But just some technical issues. I think with my internet connection, I'm not too sure why, but T-Mobile is going to get an earful tomorrow. That I can guarantee you.
Hey, it's football. It's a great time, great cause. Everybody's come out in full force. Tremendous crowd going all the way down. The stands are full. As we have the second half of the Delaware County Hero Bowl here in Springfield, Pennsylvania. I'm Dave DePasqua, and we're ready to provide the second half action for you. Kick this one away will be Shamar Simpson of Academy Park. You have to be able to watch last time because he did a pooch kick, and the East should have jumped on top of it. It actually went in and out right before halftime, which they could have got the ball and did some serious damage and went to the end zone once again. So we've seen a total of 3 touchdown passes, one from 20 yards out, one from 30 yards out, and then another one from 20 yards out. I could have told you you see some touchdown passes, but 3 in the first half, well, pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, you know, when you consider the requirement to link up to, at this stage of the game, probably 18-year-olds, and to make a connection, you know, it's one of the reasons you don't see a lot of high school teams pass, because the reliance on the connection between the quarterback and the receiver is so fragile. You know, we've seen, particularly when Haven was in a lot of playoff games back in the late 1990s, we saw a few teams come in. Dallas was one of the ones that comes to mind that were really heavy-duty passing. When they played us, they couldn't make the connection work, and they didn't have a running game to work with. Their game was over. They couldn't possibly win. Mm-hmm. Now, when they were on the money, they were tough to beat.
Right.
But that's a lot to ask. Anyway, here we go.
It is going to be another pooch kick. It's going to be 34. Bobs out in and out of his hands. I believe that's Fisher that jumps on top of it. First down and 10, but the West catches a break.
Yep. That could have been
Fisher's
ugly
right
real quick.
There.
What was that?
Good hands. Jake Fisher's right there at the 30-yard line.
Yeah.
Drops down on the ball. Doesn't try to do anything more with it. Just gets possession for the West.
Well coached.
First down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Out come the West team in red. Good hands. Also, interception.
Yeah. He's got an interception in the first half on a deep pass. And now he just lays down on the ball and keeps possession for the West team.
Ruane back under center, quarterback from Haverford. It's going to be a fullback dive.
Didn't go, well, he got, what, 3 yards out of it?
Just about. Labricioso on the carry, the 5'6 tailback from Garnet Valley, who is familiar with taking up the gut. Tackle was by Tyler Williams-Clark, who I will say has had himself a pretty good game. He has a blocked pass, deflection, and a couple tackles in the backfield. Second down and 7. Ruane, shotgun formation, looking. He's going to roll to his right, telling him to go deep down the field. And it's going to be a comeback route along the far side.
Wow.
And Ryder was able to come down with it. He had a drop earlier. Makes up for it on that one.
Jake Ruane passes to Jameer Ryder.
So Ruane was able to connect with him for a gain of 17 yards and a first down. That could get things going for the West.
Well, they got to find another formula here, so let's see if they can keep it consistently going.
Dennis made the tackle along the far sidelines. Ball's at midfield. 15-6. West trying to even that score up. It's going to be a quarterback keeper option, and he will be whacked. Ruane is hit by none other than number 20, Tylee Williams-Clark. We said the Chester product several times this evening. He's making himself for a defensive MVP.
Yep, it's that he just. They must have read that all the way. I mean, the quarterback never had a chance to get out of the way.
Loss of 6. Second down and 16 as we are at 10-12 here in the third quarter. Ruane, pop pass. It's going to be a slant, actually, caught to his trusty wide receiver, Ryan Odgers.
Great pass, great catch.
Happens when you have that connection, Mike.
That's right, when it
works.
6'2". When it works. Of course, the problem with throwing slant passes like that, you got defenders all around you. You're a yard and a half too long, yard and a half too wide. It's going the other way. But that was right on the money.
Bonner Prendy's Nasmin Cooper on the tackle. Gain of 11. Third down and 5 for Ruane. Pistol formation. Here we go. It's going to be a handoff up the gut. Nothing doing. I believe that was Garnet Valley's Labriciosa.
Dominic Labriciosa carries for the West team.
So fourth down, you lose about two on the play.
Yeah, and of course, this is absolutely fourth down territory, particularly down by.
I don't think you'll see any more special teams from here on out.
Well, if you get stuck back on your 20, you might. I don't know.
Spoke too soon.
really?
Out comes Van Dusen. I didn't think they'd punt.
I'm surprised. I would look for a fake here. I don't think this makes a lot of sense to me.
Here we go. Van Dusen in. Dargan back to return the punt. And Edmund Dennis. Van Dusen's punt is a high booming kick. It's going to take a friendly bounce and go out of bounds. So he does pin them inside the 20. They'll give them the ball on the 16-yard line.
Definitely a nice punt. I'm surprised. I really thought they would go for it considering the score. But whatever. That's why we're in the booth and they're on the field coaching, I suppose.
They play the field possession game.
Field position and trust your defenses.
8:28 here in the third quarter. I don't know. It's all-star game?
that's what I'm thinking. You know, you don't.
You've got the offense for a reason.
Throw all caution to the wind. Just play it.
Yeah.
All right. That is Kelly in at quarterback. So a lot of wildcat. Tons of reads, and it's going to be a carry up the gut. Nothing doing as several defensive linemen were in on the play. Gain of around two. Number 57 in on the play. Nick Farglia of Upper Darby.
You know, the passion always surprises me in this game. I mean, I realize they're all kids, relatively speaking.
Big kids.
But the you know, this means zero. This is just for fun. And, boy, they're in there just playing their hearts out.
Gain of 1 second down and nine from the 17-yard line. Ellis back in. Rolls to his left, looking, plants his foot. Beautiful pass on the money, the poles. His fifth reception of the evening.
And if he hadn't been running so hard to the sideline, if he could have turned it upfield, he would have had another 10 or 15 yards potentially. That was quite a throw, quite a catch.
Beautiful pass.
Kennedy Pohl showing why he was the Delco Times Player of the Year.
Yep.
21 yards puts his total up to 62 yards on the game. Five receptions. Alice is approaching 100 yards passing on the evening. Ball's on the 38, first down and 10. It's going to be a handoff up the gut. Number 24, Logan Keller.
We haven't really seen any breakout running plays tonight, have we?
No, not really.
Excuse me, that was Mike Moore, Innerborough, on the carry. To the 40, gain of two. Yeah, you're right, Mike. We really haven't seen much of the running game outside of Kelly, who's doing some, but no breakaway touchdowns yet. It's been all through the air.
Gain of two.
On the tackle?
Second and eight, ball spotted at the east 40-yard line.
Second down and eight for the east. 6:32, 6:31, 6:30 here in the third quarter. East looking to add to their total. Deep pass, one-handed reception. What a grab over the middle. Down to the opposing 40-yard line. What a grab, Mike.
That was amazing. I thought he just stabbed his hand at it in hopes of making the catch, but he brought it down. That was just incredible. That was big league play all the way.
And then an even better form tackle from Jake Fisher to prevent any extra yardage there on the play.
Yeah, would you? Because I would have just sat there and watched. I would have been in shock. Yeah.
Kelly has done it all, running and in the passing game.
Jake Fisher kept his eye on the player and took him down, so yeah. There wouldn't be any more yards added onto that run.
First down and 10 from the 40 after a tremendous grab by Kelly. And why not go right back to him? Deep down the field, it's caught! Touchdown! What a touchdown, pass and catch. 40 yards out. That is our fourth touchdown throwing pass of the evening.
And that was 40 yards on the field. He threw that ball 50 yards.
And it was a beauty, Mike.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
And why not? He makes the one-handed grab. You go right back to his teammate from Sun Valley. Cashes in, 40-yard touchdown pass, and it was a beauty. Simpson in the kick.
Shamar Simpson.
Out of the Ellis hole. We've seen a one-handed grab. High snap. Kick is up.
Boy, you got it down. That was amazing. I was surprised.
Kick is good. 22-6 in favor of the East. You are listening to the 43rd annual Delaware County Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Thinking of buying a new car, used car, or refinancing? Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union makes getting a car loan easy with low rates, terms up to 84 months, and the option of signing loan documents remotely and online. Get pre-approved with Auto Express. Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union, where borrowing is made easy. Get an auto loan rate at Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union. Apply at fmfcu.org.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back after the tremendous pass from Ellis the Kelly, who rewarded him with a one-handed grab, follows it up with a 40-yard bomb. We now have two 20-yard touchdown passes, 130 and a 40. Nothing on the ground. Why not? Aerial attack tonight in Springfield, Pennsylvania. 22-6 in favor of the East. It's going to be another onside squib kick, and the West is able just to jump on top of it. Good field position starting out for the West, who will come out on the 35-yard line with 5:46 here in the third quarter. See if they go back to Ruane or O'Connor. Both quarterbacks have seen action tonight. Ruane from Haverford, O'Connor from Lower Marion.
No return, first and 10 for the West team.
First down and 10, and it is Ruane in at quarterback, the All-Central Leaguer. All main line as well. That's why. Man goes in motion, and it's going to be a handoff to number 21 along the far sideline, and he is going to be whacked. And now flags fly. They don't like the hit.
Brandon Sinclair
on the carry, tackled by number 21, Nate Racine. Could be a late hit out of bounds.
Yeah, I didn't see
far sideline. Have several coaches standing right there. The referees trying to manage the situation. They don't like the hit. And in an all-star game, nobody likes to get hit.
Well, this is, you know, they really want to keep any bad feelings at a minimum.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what, you know, remember, you have a bunch of police officers acting as refs. So not a situation you want to encourage. I don't know whether they're talking about ejecting the guy or what the story is. Having a conference on the field, the referees are.
Here we go. Waiting the official call. The ball, personal foul against the East. So offsetting.
Okay. So it's probably a little pushing and shoving.
And both coaches saying, knock it off. 5:40 here in the third, 22-6 in favor of the East. Ruane trying to bring the red and west back into this one. Later on the fourth quarter, we'll start talking about MVPs potentially.
Yep, absolutely.
Ruane at shotgun. Handoff goes up the gut, weaving his way past one defender, stays on his feet. Number 25, Hassan Chandler, the running back from Ridley.
Hassan Chandler carries for the West team, tackled by Nate Lachine.
Very good effort.
Gain of two.
Gain of two to the 37-yard line. Second down and eight.
Ball is spotted at the West 38.
Beautiful night here in Springfield, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're lucky. They're still calling for possibly rain later. We'll hopefully get this thing in before it gets too bad.
Keep that clock ticking. Rowan, yep. Pistol formation.
Yep.
And
whistles
here we go.
All over. Timeout.
Timeout. Right on cue, Mike. Call timeout.
There you go.
22-6 in favor of the East. You're listening to HavenFootball.net, the Delaware County Hero Bowl.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Second down and seven. 4:29 here in the third quarter. Ruane in at quarterback. Pistol formation. He's got two wide receivers on the far side. Play action. Rolls to his right. Steps up. Has intended target. And it is caught by the Prince. First down. West.
Yeah, it was nice coming back to the ball, making a nice catch, getting the first down. Red needs to do some work here. They want to make this a respectable game. You know, winning, losing isn't critical. They just don't want to, nobody wants to be embarrassed. And right now, this is borderline on a potentially embarrassing situation. So they've got to come down here and drive and get some more points on the board.
Well, Mike, especially go to the guys you're most comfortable with. He's played with Prince for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Ruane, here we go. First down, 10 after the Gary, and tailback is going to be thrown backwards. That is Chandler, and he is thrown back by Sean Johnson of Carroll, and he made that hurt. Two-yard loss, second down and 12.
No doubt Blue is starting to smell a little blood in the water here.
Rightfully so. Second down and 12. Trips formation on the near side for Ruane. He got two of his Haver teammates. Rolls to his right. It's going to be a little pop. And he is going to be back to the line of scrimmage. If anything, complete to Chandler.
Yeah, it was almost like a little screen, but he had no blockers in front of him. So it was just, I guess,
more of a just a dump trying to get it away.
Pass, yeah.
Tackle by once again Sean Johnson. Back to the 45-yard line we go. Third down and 12. 2:44, 2:43, 2:42 here in the third. Ruane. It's going to be a handoff to Chandler off the far side. Nothing doing. The East was ready for that one. And if anything, you got to think, time for the punt.
Pushed out of bounds.
Well, you're running out of time to recover from this. I don't know. I mean, if you lose 45-6 or 33-6 or what, you know.
Right, but no gain on that punt when you're when third down and 12 and you run an option. I mean, they'll go for it.
Yeah, I think at the very least, I draw them off and get a quick five and see if you can narrow it down.
Fourth down and 12. Ruane drops back to pass. Steps up in the pocket. Running, 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 and level. Sack. Turnover on downs.
Yep. That was exactly what he couldn't do. He needed to just throw the ball out of bounds, if anything else, and he just couldn't get it off.
Sean Johnson with the sack. Said his name a couple of times on that drive. Turnover on downs. And we have 1:54 here in the third quarter. They'll switch sides. Out come the East, who have a 22-6 lead.
The illegal procedure is the call on the field. It was a penalty marker down. Illegal procedure.
So there was a penalty. I didn't see that one. Did you see it, Mike?
No, I didn't. But they're not going to take that, are they? Illegal procedure against who?
So legal procedure against the defense?
Against the defense? How's a legal procedure
that's
against
a,
the defense?
That's a new one.
Yeah, that's a new one. I haven't heard that before. But it looks like the West offense is going to have a chance on 4th and 7 to convert.
That makes no sense at all.
So this sounds like they're trying to give the red
offsides,
team.
Offsides, I understand.
Another opportunity.
Illegal substitution of some kind.
But illegal but procedure.
Illegal procedure. What is it they could do on defense?
That's on the offense, not the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, nevertheless, ball's at midfield. Fourth down and 7 yards to go for Wayne. And they caught it for a first down. To Frank Bullock of Springfield, the 6-foot wide receiver with Central League honorable mention, All-Delco honorable mention as well. No tacklers, he went out of bounds. So it helps out the red team after all of that.
Yeah.
If anything.
Gain a 10 on the play.
We've seen a couple passes where Wayne was just able to pop. You saw that a lot at Haverford where he's just picking and popping, a lot of slants, a lot of dart passes. Marple Newtown runs very similar style, whereas he's just trying to throw it all over the field. Not a lot of running.
Yeah.
I thought we'd see a little more running
this season,
by the East this year.
I saw a lot of running at Strathaven this year with the wing T formation.
Yeah, well, it's the wing T.
That's all you see at Strathaven pretty much.
That's right.
That's all you saw at Marple Newtown for the longest time when Ray Gento was running things. He brought the wing T to Marple Newtown, and I felt like the games were over in 2 hours. Must be great. You got Coach Gickey now at Marple Newtown where I think you drop back 45 times a game, and the games don't end until 3.5 hours later.
Yeah, you get it's that new style of football that's coming in. You want to fling the ball around the field, try and run a balanced offense, but more to the pass heavy side of that.
You are seeing a ton of variations of the wing T just in the shotgun formation now. You're seeing in shotgun motion having that counter play. It's similar principles, just a new look to jazz it up.
Yeah. When you aren't running the quarterback from under center, you're seeing the quarterback play. Run that formation out of the shotgun now.
First down, 10 from the 40. It's going to be a handoff to Marlon Weathers. He'll be bottled up after a gain of 1 at the 39-yard line. Tackled by number 9, Tyree Estes of Academy Park. Marlon Weathers, the all-time leading rusher in Marple Newtown history.
Yep.
Got to see him the last couple of years.
I was going to say, you saw a lot of him. And we hated seeing him, so it was okay. We at Strathaven.
We're glad to see him go.
Yes.
Played all 4 years since freshman year. He was in the backfield. It's going to be weird next season without him.
I know the feeling. We had a little guy called Dan Connor. He was kind of important to us on both sides of the ball. Boy, although we continued to do all right after he was gone, but he was quite a kid to watch. Of course, he was one of the few that ever made it to the pros.
Second down and 9. Here we go. Got that reverse and making one man miss a second man. They are very principled defense.
Really
I will
are.
Give them that. They are not falling for any of the reverses as the flip went to the Prince, who had to weave his way back and see if they give him any yardage. They'll put it back at the line of scrimmage. They're 3rd down and 10. Good job by him. Just to try and avoid the big hit. Now, you can't say pros. You got to say Dan Connor. The guy that played here was also pretty good in Kevin Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
we're going to start.
But you know what? You'll wonder, you know, if you go a generation or so, go ahead with the call.
3rd down and 10, Ruane. Pump fakes. It's a pump and go. He had nowhere to go. He takes off. He sees the first down marker and gets out of bounds. Good job by the Haverford quarterback.
Yep, and he did that all year long. Well, he did that for several years, actually.
Yes,
drove
he did.
Drove us crazy. Absolutely nuts. No, what I was going to say is, you know, you wonder about the development of talent, and you wonder somebody who played pro in the early 90s as opposed to somebody who played pro in the late, you know, 2000 teens, You wonder how much the difference the game is, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, and whether that person could make the pros today who would play 20 years ago or 30 years ago. It doesn't seem like that long, particularly those of us that are in the 60s. But when you think about the development of the game, you know, and the one thing I remind people about, I guess we're into the quarter, so I guess we got to go to a break, huh?
Well, step aside to end the third quarter, 22-6. As we head to the fourth, you're listening to the Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Do you know what time it is? Whatever time it is, chances are TD Bank is open. That's because TD Bank has the longest hours around. They're open early and they're open late. How convenient is that? Of course, if you're in a hurry, you can always connect to TDBank.com for free online banking and bill pay. Or just give them a call anytime at 1-888-751-9000. They'd love to hear from you. So if you're looking for a more convenient bank, look no further than TD Bank, America's most convenient bank. Member FDIC.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter in Springfield, Pennsylvania. First down and 10. Red team trying to get back into this one. O'Connor now in the game, deep down the field. It's going to be caught. No, in and out of the hands for the Prince along the far sideline. It looked like he had him. I believe that was 13. I had to wait for him to come back.
It was 13.
It was the Prince. Beautiful pass by O'Connor into the end zone. He has a giant arm. He's a very good quarterback for Lower Marion this year, who was a very big surprise in the Central League.
Lower Marion, you know, is getting a little stronger. Hopefully they can maintain it. That's the question. Mm-hmm. Because they've been the doormat in the league for so long. And it
wide receiver going to Nova.
Yeah. They just haven't been able to stream enough talent together to become a competitive team.
Really good pass breakup there by number 27, Lance Stone of Sun Valley.
O'Connor drops back the pass, looking. He's going to step up in the pocket. He's going to lob it over the middle of the end zone, turn his head. The Springfield wide receiver.
Oh, they're going to call pass interference?
No, it's just a football thrown up in
the air.
All football season. Like, trust me. Intended for his target over the middle. He's just trying to lob it. Incomplete, though. Let's see if the wide receiver can turn around for me. Number 16, that is Frank Bullock, 6-foot wide receiver from Springfield. But he was turning his head every which way trying to come back for the ball. Third down and 10 from the 30-yard line. We'll see if we can cap this off. We have two 20-yard touchdown passes, 130, 140. We'll see if we can get our second, third one from 30 yards.
Second from 30.
Why not? Keep the pattern going. O'Connor steps up in the pocket, loses the sack. He's got a wide receiver over the middle. Touchdown! And he does a little celebration to go along with it as he shoved to the ground. And then, personally, I don't blame him. Number 32 comes down, Sean McCullough of Upper Darby. 30 yards, keeps the pattern alive. Love it.
Full house.
30-yard touchdown, O'Connor to the Upper Darby wide receiver. And I believe they'll go for two.
Well, we'll see what happens. Sure, it looks like they're going for two.
Trying to make it a one-possession game with this two-point conversion. Let's see where they go. We'll see if they give it the Weathers. O'Connor. High snap. And he's got nowhere to go with it. He just throws it to Weathers. Two-point conversion is no good. That's critical because it would have been a one-possession game without that. So here we go. That's no good. Tackle by number 11, Nassim Cooper. It is 22-12 with 11:38 remaining in the fourth. You're listening to the Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
Say hi to your instant pick-me-up. Good evening to your late-night study buddy. To your morning comfort. Whenever you pick up your perfect cup of Wawa coffee, it's always delicious because it's always freshly brewed. Gotta have a Wawa. From regular to 100% Colombian.
From French vanilla to hazelnut. From dark roast to Kona blend. Wawa has the brew for you. Freshly brewed, in fact, and always delicious no matter which one you choose. Gotta have a Wawa.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
There goes your drive.
Our second 30-yard touchdown pass. We have two from 20 yards out, two from 30 yards out, and one from 40 yards out. It has been an all-passing, all-star game this evening. 22-12, the big difference, the two-point conversions.
If you like those aerial shows, you got this. You got your money's worth tonight.
So, Mike, you're going to have to clear this up. Why are they kicking off to red?
Because of the, about a point difference, I think. They try to even the game up this way.
Okay.
I don't remember what the
so
exact rule
is. So, Ed Simpson to Ryder. I was not prepared for the red team to get the ball, but that would put the ball at the 38-yard line, and I guess it makes sense in
it.
Yeah,
extent. Because it, with the time, I don't know what it works. There is a rule about in the fourth quarter, if you're down by so many points, you get the ball kicked back to you if you score, and the whole thing is even up. That's why winning and losing, you know, it's fun for bragging, but at the end of the day, the advantage always goes to the team that's in trouble, points-wise. And we've seen this happen in a few Hero Bowls where it was not competitive play. They made it a competitive play, which is fine.
Here we go. A handoff goes to Marlon Weathers off the far side. He'll be wrapped up.
I'll tell you where it becomes a problem for me is if you're playing defense, that's a much more exhausting position as a defensive lineman because you can't take a play off because you never know what's coming towards you. Well, when you put away somebody and you get to go off the field, when they bring you back on, it's like scrimmage. I used to hate scrimmage as a defensive lineman because no matter how good you did, you're on for 10 plays.
Absolutely. Gain of four to the 43-yard line. Second down and six. That tackle was made by Gerald Smith on Marlon Weathers. O'Connor drops back the pass. He's going to toss it to Marlon Weathers. Makes one man miss. He's dancing. He's still down the sidelines. He's got some moves and the first down. Had the pleasure of seeing that for most of his career.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Into the East Territory. Ball is spotted at midfield. Gain of seven. Tackle provided by number 32, Sean Johnson, who's playing his way into a defensive MVP in the second half.
You know, one of the Havens' problems this year was finishing their games. They'd take some early leads, couldn't finish them. And then you'd see action like this from certain guys like Weathers drive you out of your mind. Right, here we go.
He just knows how to make men miss. Yeah. It's going to be a handoff to Marlon Weathers, and example A makes one man miss, and now a second one dances his way out of bounds. Gain of they're going to push him back, so it's going to be a gain of four to the 46-yard line. But that is one thing about Marlon Weathers. Doesn't matter how quick you think he's just so strong that he can make men miss.
He's strong, and if you don't know how to read the body language, if you're not looking at his feet, he will fake you out with his upper body every time.
And he keeps his feet moving too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And keeps his momentum moving forward, and it's hard to tackle that.
And believe it or not, he'll be playing lacrosse at Cabrini, who just won the national championship for Division III.
Right.
Second down and six. Heavy dose of Marlon Weathers right back to him. They make one man miss, but it looks like this went. It looked like he went for his face mask. Surprised he didn't call it.
I don't know whether he was just trying to get up and lost his balance and his hand. It didn't look like it was intentional the way he got up, but I'm not too sure.
Loss of one on the play. Ball now at the 47-yard line. Third down and seven. 9 minutes and change here in the fourth quarter, 22-12. O'Connor trying to bring back the West team. Four wide receivers. O'Connor looking deep down the field. He's got his target in Prince. He's open. He caught it. He's at the 25-20. He's hit. O'Connor's took a lick. But a beautiful pass has them in business.
He was pretty wide open. That ball did linger a little bit, but he was so wide open, he's able to come back and get it. But it was a nice pass. Another, what was that, 30 yards? 30.
Just about. Dargan with on the tackle. O'Connor took a lick as he's down to the 15-yard line. Gain of 30, Mike. And we're in the red zone once again. East 17. Ball's on the 17-yard line. Exactly 30 yards on the pitch and catch. He's going to the end zone. One-on-one. Jump ball.
I think it's intercepted.
Intercepted. It is intercepted in the other corner of the end zone. Number two on the pick was Michael Dargan of Penwood. Huge momentum swing in this fourth quarter. West trying to claw its way back. Jump ball in the end zone. Goes the other way.
Absolutely a jump
ball.
Ball
was intended for number 26, Ryan Odgers, the 6'2 wide receiver out of Haverford.
And you would think 6'2, how big is the defender that caught it?
Number two is 5'11, Michael Dargan.
6'2, 5'11, I mean, it's 3 inches.
Three-inch difference.
Yeah, but
it's got some hops.
Yeah, better and better positioning on the when he jumped. He got the body position and brought the ball down.
Blocked him out, as we say in basketball.
First down and 10. Take over at the 20-yard line. Off after the interception, they'll put the ball.
And if Blue plays this right, they're going to just run the clock out, I would think. We'll see.
8:49 here in the fourth, up by 10. Jet motion. Here we go. We got several different players in motion. Handoff goes to Kelly. He's deep down the sideline. Tiptoes his way. Oh, he saw the end zone, but he stepped out of bounds. That touchdown would have pretty much sealed his MVP candidacy.
Yeah, that might have too. We haven't seen a lot of big runs this game. Yeah. That's the first one we've seen tonight. That's a 20-yard gain. And that just adds to Kelly's day.
Another 20-yard pickup. And you got to think, he sees MVP in his future. You go right back to him.
His all-purpose yards are got to be over 100
well,
at this point.
Like we said earlier, it helps when you're head coach.
Yeah.
When it's feeding you the ball.
It's your quarterback and your head coach on the sideline.
Right. First down and 10 from the 40. Poles goes in motion this time. We'll see what he can do. He's got some speed. He's got the first down and then spins backwards. He's at midfield. It's going to be a battle between Poles and him, tackled by Jealous.
You got a battle between the Delaware County Daily Times Player of the Year and in Kennedy Poles and Jules Kelly of Sun Valley.
It's been the Kelly show in the second half. He had the one-handed snag, the 40-yard touchdown grab. He also, you got to remember, he caught the touchdown pass from Poles when he threw it. As Ellis is now shotgun from midfield, first down and 10. Looking, steps away, rolling. And he's just going to lob it into no man's land. I guess you can say that was intended for number 24, Logan
That's
Keller, but there was
enough,
no one in the area.
Well, he was in the area. He wasn't going to be like that.
He was about 5 yards away from where that ball
Superman
landed.
Died, but yeah. But that was a good play
They went deep. Everybody was running streaks. Yeah.
And strange things happen when you throw balls like that. They come out of nowhere sometimes.
Second
Hopefully it's
down.
Not a different color jersey.
Very true as well. Second down and 10 from midfield for Ellis. Four wide receivers. Poles on the near side.
Second down and 10 for 50.
Man goes in motion. It's going to be a handoff up the gut, and he's going to be met by the defensive lineman. Number 34 took the handoff. Mike Moore from Innerboro, but he took a lick.
Yeah, Trainer took him down, and there was somebody else involved in it.
Number 42, John Trainer of Lower Marion, the 5'7 linebacker.
Gotta love a guy who's a 5'7 linebacker.
Hey, a lot of heart.
He's got to hit like a freight train now, even at this level. You got to be 5'7 and come off the ball and knock. I mean, some of these kids are twice your size that you got to tackle.
Rudy. Third down and 10 from midfield. Ellis looks to his left. He's going to throw it deep down the field. He's got one-on-one. The ball is not near his intended target, number 25. Anari Hankey, fourth down and 10. He took a shot. This is not in the neighborhood.
Good, well, good defense, too, because he really kind of blocked him out and, and prevented him from really. The idea was to hook that to the right and try to make the catch, and the defender just wouldn't let him turn on him, and that's a perfectly legal move.
Now, there are several players that Marple Newtown loses to graduation. One of the key ones they will miss next year is Jake Simpson. He led the team in interceptions. He's your go-to guy on the outside. He had a tremendous year. Didn't get much publicity on the defensive side if it's not tackles.
Right.
As it's going to be a punt. Here we go. Quarterback Anthony Ellis in the punt this one away from midfield.
They are punting. Somebody asked that in the booth.
Punted last time. Could always do a fake. They go for the block and nearly get it. It's going to be returnable from the 15-yard line. Yeah, Pasu's down the sideline. He put on the Jets a big block down that side. Saw some daylight. Was trying to capitalize. Tackle was provided by number 4, Leo Toure.
Okay, Red's going to have to really move the pace of this game up if they're going to try to score and get a shot at coming down again. I don't know how the rules work. If they score here, will it be a small enough difference where they're going to have to kick the ball back to blue? We'll see what happens if they get that far.
Never know.
No?
The smallest the deficit would be, they could get it down to a two-point game.
Right.
Ball's on the 30. They need 70 yards. O'Connor's in, 6:25. Down 10. Looks to his left. He's going to go that way. Pitch and catch, first down. Believe that was Ryder along the far sideline. It was the Radnor product. First down and 10 now by on the 40-yard line. No huddle goes west. Poles on the tackle.
First and 10 for the west.
O'Connor drops back, rolls to his right immediately, had pressure in his face. He's going to lob it over, incomplete. Luckily, the defensive back fell down. That was intended for Malarkey.
Good pressure there from Tylee Williams-Clark of Chester.
He has been all over the field, and in my opinion, he is the MVP on defense.
I'd say Sean Johnson's given him a strong battle for that defensive MVP for the West, for the East.
Differences, in my opinion? Johnson's been doing it the whole game.
Yeah. You mean Williams-Clark?
Yeah, Williams-Clark. My bad. As O'Connor drops back the pass, he launches a bomb over the head of Ryder. It was almost on the money, and that one looked pretty.
And he probably could have sped up to get it. I just don't think he could see it. I don't think he saw where the ball was.
Very true.
Because he was out there, and I think he could have taken an extra step in there, but... That was another long, what was that, 45
easy
yards? Yeah.
That was a beauty of watching the football in the air tonight. Just gorgeous. Spiral and everything. Third down and 10 from the 40-yard line. O'Connor from Lower Marion trying to hook up with the Westchester Golden Ram on the outside on Ryder. You got O'Connor rolling in the pocket. He's going to lob it over the defender. He's got his man and Bullock sliding catch. What a grab. Frank Bullock.
I'll tell you, this has been quite a show tonight.
No huddle, no huddle. Omaha, run to that line. Down to the 33-yard line. 27 yards on the pitching catch. O'Connor.
Just under 6 minutes to play.
Here we go. Four wide receivers. First down and 10 from the 33-yard line. Drops back to pass. Pop pass goes right back to Bullock. Why not? He was tackled by number 1, Omar Ba.
That's the first time we've called his name tonight.
That is correct. Gain of 7 to the 26-yard line. O'Connor, four wide receivers once again for him. Looking, going deep down the field on the post. He's got one-on-one. Did he get there too early? No. Broken up on the far sideline.
Number 11, Nassim Cooper, the 5'10 defender out of Bonner.
He's called his name a couple of times. Might have gone there a little early.
Just
I don't
tad
know.
Early, but that was really well played.
We've seen it a couple times where we're running these post routes going to the far sideline. I'm interested to see if they ever come on. They haven't done a crossing pattern yet. I'm curious to see if they ever do it.
It's hard to run because that's a really hard timing route for a high schooler to run.
Oh, completely agree, but most of you guys are playing in college. So.
Yeah.
Third down, a few yards to go for O'Connor. He's going for the end zone once again.
Oh,
as
there.
I said, not on the same page.
Miscommunication there with his receiver number 16.
That's Bullock from Springfield.
Frank Bullock out of Springfield.
As the referee caught that pass.
Bullock was trying to run a little stop and go.
I don't know. I think the receiver on the outside was thinking first down. They only need a few yards.
Timeout.
All right, timeout on the field. We'll step aside. 22-12, 5 minutes to go here in the fourth. You're listening to the Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
This Hero Bowl broadcast is the exclusive property of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net Incorporated. It is produced for the private use of our listening audience, and no broadcast in full or in part is permitted without the express written permission of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth down and a few yards to go. If you're the head coach, Mike, what you doing?
Well, you got 5 minutes. You got to really try to get in the end zone within the next two minutes of play. So, you know, I would be real careful about running the ball. Make sure I get outside, get out of bounds, so we can stop the clock. Give yourself some time. Other than that, you got to make a count, and boy, you can't turn over. And of course, if I'm blue, I'm thinking, let's just grab the ball back and end the game.
Here we go. Need 3 yards. Fourth down and three for O'Connor. He's got four wide receivers and a tailback on his left hip. Looks that way to his left. He's going deep down the sideline. Nothing doing. Nobody home. Turnover on downs. Took the shot.
Intended for Sean McCullough, number 32 out of Upper Darby.
He has a touchdown reception earlier.
Interesting they felt they couldn't get 3 or 4 yards on a decent running play on an end sweep or something. But
the way the East defensive line has been playing, they've been just completely winning the line of scrimmage.
But then you can take advantage of that because we haven't seen a screen pass yet.
Haven't seen a screen pass or even a...
But like we said, it all comes back to timing and playing together. Sometimes that's harder to run because
you don't know
of
what's in their quiver. I mean, you don't know what they practice, what they feel confident with, what they've been able to run successfully. So it's hard to tell.
All right, so here's the battle for who gets offensive MVP, to be honest. Is it going to be Poles? And we're seeing Kelly. They're both in the game right now. First down and 10. 4:55 remains. Poles goes in motion. They fake it to him. They give it to Kelly on the near side. And we just saw a tackle, but no flag.
Now, see, if I was blue, I'd be telling him, fall down before you get out of bounds, please. We want the clock is not our friend here.
Simpson.
I also would like to get home, but that's another story.
Gain of one on the play. Ball spotted now at the 25. Let's give him the 26.
Although the weather has turned very comfortable tonight.
It
nice
has.
Cool breeze coming in.
We will take it, won't we?
Yep, absolutely.
Much better than hot and humid.
Yeah. Today was a hot and humid one, wasn't it?
Poles goes in motion for Ellis. See where he goes. Second down, 9. It's going to be a handoff to Kelly, and he is determined, turning those legs, keeping the clock moving. Wholesale changes now on defense. You're going to see a bunch of players that didn't get ample playing time. Tackle made by number 52, Paul Denman of Haverford.
Redden can still put a stop together here. You got third and 5, or third and 4.
Kennedy Poles was the lead blocker on that play.
Shows you can do everything.
Yeah.
Throw the ball, catch the ball, run the ball.
Block.
You don't see that very often.
What can't this man do? Haven't seen him kick yet.
That's true. They're down in 5. Let's see what Sun Valley's quarterback has in store. Rolls to his left. You got a feeling he's going for Poles, and that's exactly where he's going to ice it, and he just falls down. Great
that's
job.
Exactly what he should have done, because he was so close to the sideline. Any attempt to get out would have knocked him out of bounds.
Exactly.
Don't stop the clock. Keep going. Under 3 minutes now.
Trying to ice the game. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside Mike Mayer and Andrew Kaufman. Tigers Radio Network and Strathaven Football. joining together to do this Delaware County Hero Bowl game. Beautiful night here in Springfield, Pennsylvania, on the campus of Cardinal O'Hara.
We only hate each other once a year. It's when we play each other.
Ellis shotgun. And it's going to be a handoff to Moore as they're ripping for that football.
But nice effort. I mean, he was really stopped the line of scrimmage and probably picked up about three more yards.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think at Interboro, he was the go-to back.
Oh, we got a timeout. Let's go ahead and check with one of our, actually one of the Hero Bowl sponsors for this year.
Thinking of renovating your home or consolidating debt? Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union makes getting a home equity loan easy with low rates, terms up to 20 years, financing up to 90%, plus get your FICO score too. Enjoy one fixed rate and one fixed payment. Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union, where borrowing is made easy. Get a 10-year home equity loan rate at Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union. Apply at fmfcu.org.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
2:14 remains in the fourth quarter. Ball at midfield. Man goes in motion. Jet sweep to the outside. Number 22, I believe, was rounding the outside in Harmon.
Yep.
Timeout once again. Third down and short. We'll keep it here, Mike, and always, it is a pleasure to be along with you, broadcasting games. We've done the Central League Championship a few times, a few years ago, and it is a beautiful scene here for the Delaware County Hero Bowl.
This is, you know, for those who need a fix of high school football, this is always a great game. See a lot of great players, and tonight's been spectacular because there's been so much passing. Good, we're back in action.
Third down and 3 yards to go. Ball's on the 46-yard line. Players running off the field. Ellis shotgun formation. See how they want to ice the game. Fresh legs, weaving his way backwards, and he will be bottled up. Great effort.
He saved the first down, but there was a lot
and
of...
And there were... That was arguably a late hit. A lot of not happy faces, especially with the game out of hand. I would not be shocked if they call it right now.
Where is he setting the ball up? Where is that?
I guess they gave him forward progress.
Oh, okay.
That would be my guess. All right, the ball's on the 44-yard line. We got 55 seconds remaining. If I had a vote, I'd give it to Kelly for MVP. But I want to be shocked if it goes to the polls. Both of them had tremendous
nice
games.
Nice way to cover your bet there.
Yeah, I try. CYA.
Now, this will be the last play of the game short of a penalty.
Jet sweep, and it is. It's going to be a handoff to the near side. He's got the first down and more. That will do it as number 19 and James Lundy Bird of Chichester seals the game. It's going to be a final score of 22-12 in favor of the East. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside Mike Mayer and Andrew Kaufman for everybody here. Hope you enjoyed the 43rd annual Delaware County Hero Bowl.
We're going to stay on the air a little bit or at least keep recording or whatever we're doing anymore. See if we can hang in there to find out who the MVPs are.
Sounds good to me, Mike.
So let's go to a commercial break. You're listening to High School Football right here as the Hero Bowl comes to an end, 43rd annual Hero Bowl comes to an end, and we'll be back in just a few minutes on havenfootball.net.
Looking for a way to reach families in the Wallingford-Swarthmore area as well as surrounding communities? Our football games are not only broadcast live, but they are also fully archived for 1 year, so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7. Go to www.havenfootball.net and contact us for information on advertising on our Panther Broadcast Network. Link your company to the fun and excitement of Strathaven Football. Panther Football and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, welcome back. We're at the conclusion of the 43rd Annual Hero Bowl, where it's blue team 22, red team 12. Probably not quite that close because of where the rules lie, but it was a great aerial game of football. We saw two passes at 30, two passes at 4, one pass at 42, at 32, at 20. A lot of great passing going on, a single-handed catch. It was really quite a show, quite a good game, and the weather cooperated. It rained like crazy for about an hour before the game and then settled down, and it's been clear since then. Cool night, comfortable. It's been nice. So you stuck with us. We're sorry for all the technical issues on the actual broadcast, but if you're listening now, it's probably on the archive. So, and we'll have that in full. We'll edit that over the next 24 hours and get it posted, so people can listen to the actual game. We did record the entire thing. So, Dave?
All right. Offensive MVP is going to be going to number 5, Jules Kelly.
Okay, and?
Defense will go to number 20 of Chester, who had himself a heck of a game.
Yep.
Tylee Williams-Clark.
Absolutely.
For the red team, your defensive MVP was number 17, Jake Fisher of Strathaven.
Gee, there's a shocker.
Beautiful interception sliding across.
And we have an offensive yet?
I don't believe so yet.
Okay.
Red offense.
And then once we get the offense, we will say goodnight and come back in August.
The offensive MVP for the red squad was number 10, quarterback Jake Ruane out of Haverford.
Well, it was certainly a nice day.
Yeah.
Beautiful all right, day. Well, let's call. I guess we'll all be back in August. Football season starts early again, and Marple Newtown, Tiger Radio will be back with Marple Newtown football. We'll be back, havenfootball.net, with Strathaven football, and we'll start another glorious season of high school football, marching through Delaware County and having a good time on Friday night lights. So, David, it's been a pleasure. Appreciate you coming out.
Pleasure's all mine, Mike.
It's been fun, Andrew. We'll be back. The two of us will be back in at Strathaven High School.
In
August. We'll see you at Marple Newtown.
Sounds
good. Are we playing you at Marple Newtown this year, or are they playing us? I don't remember.
I think last year we came. I think last we go to you. I think we go to you guys.
Last year we were at Marple.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be over at our place. Mm-hmm. All right, so listen, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the archive. And check back with both of us, Tiger Radio and HavenFootball.net, with the beginning of high school football season in August. It's just in a few months away. Take care. You've been listening to High School Football, the Hero Bowl, right here on HavenFootball.net.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net, Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.